'Twas the night before Christmas. He lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give and to see just who in this dwelling did live. As I looked all around, a strange sight to see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stocking on the mantel, just boots filled with sand. On the wall hung pictures of far distant lands. Medals and badges, awards of every kind, a sobering thought came alive in my mind. This house was different. It was dark, it was dreary. I had found the home of a soldier. I could see that most clearly. The soldier lay sleeping, silent, alone, curled up on the floor in this one-bedroom home. His face was so gentle, room in such disorder, not at all how I pictured a British soldier. Was this the hero of whom I just read, curled up on a poncho, a floor for a bed? Then I realized the other families that I saw this night. Out there lies the soldier who are willing to fight. In the morning around the world, children would play. Grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. But they all enjoyed freedom, 1 month through the year, because of soldiers like the one lying here. I couldn't help but wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in lands far from home. The very thought brought a tear to my eye, and I dropped to my knees, and I started to cry. The soldier awakened. I heard his rough voice. Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is with God, my country, my core. The soldier rolled over and drifted to sleep. I couldn't control it, and I continued to weep. I kept watch for hours, so silent and still, as both of us shivered from the cold night's chill. I didn't want to leave him on that cold, dark night, this guardian of honour, so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over, and in a voice soft and pure, he whispered, "Carry on, Santa, it's Christmas Day, all secure." One look at my watch, and I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend. May God bless you this night.
The reading today is from Luke chapter 3, verses 7 to 18, and you'll find that on page 842. He said, therefore, to the multitudes that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath of God to come? Bear fruits that befit repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Yet even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And the multitudes asked him, "What then shall we do?" And he answered them, "He who has two coats, let him share with him who has none. And he who has food, let him do likewise." Tax collectors also came to be baptized and said to him, "Teacher, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Collect no more than is appointed you." Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Rob no one by violence or by false accusation, and be content with your wages." As the people were in expectation, and all men questioned in their hearts concerning John, whether perhaps he were the Christ, John answered them all, "I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the thong of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. So With many other exhortations, he preached good news to the people. Here endeth the reading, and to his word be all glory and praise.